This episode is sponsored by the Amsterdam Public Library, the Sector Institute for Public Libraries, and our loyal viewers around the world.
This week in libraries, episode 101, we are past episode 100. Isn't that unbelievable, guys?
Yes, that's really amazing.
Thank you so much. I was waiting for that. Jukka Masse, it's so good to have you here in Delft. And look at the view. We have the Technical University Library built by Francine Huber. Meccano Architects, he is inside doing a talk, which you're missing because you are sitting with me on This Week in Library, me and Jaap. We've been to DOC this afternoon. We did a presentation in 40 degrees Celsius in our DOC lab coat, and it was so good to have you over and having lots of questions. But before we talk about DOC lab and This Week in Libraries and all the things, I want to admire your food. Look at this. We have a devilish cyclist from Finland in our team. But tell us about Cycling Lab. You have been on the show before in Berlin. It was the first time. Jukka, tell us a little about, again, who you are and how you got to the idea together of Cycling for Libraries.
Yeah, I work in a national library in Finland. And, for about 10 years ago, I got the idea last to cycle somewhere in continent and take some library people with me and to talk about libraries.
And some you were thinking of 10, 20?
Yeah, 5 or 10 maximum, yeah. But 2010... I was in one congress and met a guy who wanted to cycle from Copenhagen to Berlin. And I think that my, subconscious was building some idea about this whole thing, because just few weeks after that, when I met Masse, and Masse is a real biker in Finland, so he's always on bike, and I have seen him rarely without a bike. So as I saw him in Eplida conference there, I asked him what he would think if we would take some 100 or 200 librarians,
yes,
from Copenhagen to Berlin. And guess what?
And what did Masse say to that?
I said yes. I have a little bad habit of saying yes to things and regretting later.
And did you regret it or not? You did not.
No, I did not. I did not. I didn't regret it. Instead, I wrote a lot of emails organizing it. But that was the start, and it's working out really well. And it seems to be we're onto something. And I think it's kind of nice that we started at a real proper conference like that.
The one in Germany, in Berlin. Mm-hmm. If you take a talk or not?
No. I mean, the idea where we met. Between PowerPoints. Yeah. And it kind of, in some way, it kind of proves a point because...
Proves a PowerPoint.
Yeah, proves a PowerPoint, yeah. When at the conferences, the networking bit is the best stuff, and this is exactly fruits of that.
Yeah. Where are you from, Masse, before the people who don't know?
I'm from Helsinki.
And you do there? You work in a library?
Yes, I do currently work at Helsinki City Library. I've been there for one career, let's say.
You've been there for one career, for a few years. You've been working in libraries what do you like about libraries?
Well, they're a nice place to work in, of course. All the users are very happy, so that's great. So gives me a lot of good feedback. Of course, working with people, that's really important, of course. And the values that libraries... are built on. I work in a public library. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I can imagine myself work, well, maybe working somewhere else or for something. I don't know. But yeah, the values are good, and yeah, it's library. It's
We all know. But the first trip, you went from Copenhagen to Berlin. How big was your group? Was it already an international group?
Yeah, it was international from the beginning. Yeah, it's international, and I think that it has changed quite little. Only, you know, the basic idea of this, because in the first place we thought that we take service cars, a kitchen, and very quickly the film group. So they have been since then with us. So basically, it has changed only a few things, I think.
We need an extra makeover. We've lost.
You need I was thinking of that actually. Oh, I mean, you need an extra makeover. Yeah. I met your boss in Finland. We met in Finland. You got me to Finland to do a keynote, and I met your boss. How does this work for the both of you? Yeah, I can imagine this takes. You wrote a lot of emails. It takes a lot of time. Do you have the time to do this?
Well, in the evenings, yes. It's not my regular job. I work in a national library, but I used to work in public libraries, and I think that's the thing I like most. But the national library is also working a little bit for public libraries, but I think not enough.
So do you think, Masa? Do you think I don't know how this is with you? Do you think? You're now in the third year, and I think we can all say that Cycling for Libraries is a success. It's a tremendous success. You've been to the House of Parliament today. You're going to the European Parliament. I think advocacy for libraries is hard to do it better than you do, guys. I mean, you really do a great job. Do you think Do you think you should get the hours and the money to really organize it or not?
I would like to see stuff like this not being necessarily made by libraries, because libraries operate in their own context. So I work for Helsinki City Library. Helsinki City Library services Helsinki. Where are we? Delft?
Yeah.
Maybe some international librarians organizations or libraries organizations should be doing this. I could be working for IFLA doing this. I could be working for Finnish National Library doing this. Finnish Library Association doing this, or some sort of whatever. Of course, libraries should be doing advocacy, but I don't think. Yeah.
Well, maybe IFLA should not be hiring you so much. Just maybe one sort of international organization should just say, okay, this is such a great initiative. This brings so many librarians, not necessarily only back office, but also front office together to talk about their job. We should consider financing this to take some of the workload of you guys out of your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it would be a great idea. We are kind of a thing that we go, outside of libraries. We go to streets. Outside the library walls, and we advocate libraries there. And I think there are not many, except you, for example, not many other, partners that, do that. Yeah, and this is the thing that should be done more. So if we just talk to each other, so we just make.
I know they're watching, so we will just. They will know by now. I mean, this is something that needs to be done next year again. I don't know what we get to that later on. But during this trip, I mentioned House of Parliament and Brussels. You're going to Brussels. You also do a sort of an unconference thing, and you give the people some subjects to talk about. They bring in subjects themselves. What are the subjects that are discussed during this trip, this particular trip in the Netherlands and Belgium?
Well, except, the homeworks or, the introductions from participants. We are concentrating on public libraries and strengths of them, access to information and information society skills and, also kind of rights. So as a way that the public library gives people a freedom to think in their own way. So, well, that collection is one example of that. It's a variety of different opinions.
And do you find that the group is mingling very well? Are there people talking to each other? Is it small groups or is everybody talking to everybody?
I think we are doing very, very well. We've got some language groups that are kind of sticking together. That's good because we have some people whose, for example, English is not so good and our official language is broken English. So we work with that. I can't hear any. But I think it's working really well, and of course we try to kind of see how the group is operating and kind of throw people at each other and make sure everybody kind of, you know, meets everyone and so on. And so good conference good unconference because it's so long.
Yes.
We are 10 days, and that is a very huge investment of social energy that people are putting out of them, their personas. It's not like you do as a librarian, but you do that as a human. Human. And that helps, and that's what this is built on, the way I see it.
So you see it as people who are joining on this trip for 10 days, they are doing this for the experiment and much more that than as a sort of education for their job. Is that correct?
Well, I think so, yes. Yeah, it's when you come here, you are making a real good networks with people. If after being together for 10 days, I think that people can, you know, take a call to each other, you know, anytime.
Are there people getting married? Are there cycling for libraries babies already or not?
Yeah, it's unofficial, but and it does. It's not our domain, but I know that's happened. Yes,
it's like Woodstock, isn't it? This is Woodstock for libraries.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe it should be dating for libraries or something like that.
It's not speed dating. It's 10 days, master. But it's good that they meet. I want to see if Jaap has a question. Jaap, can you shout a question to me because I will repeat it. Okay, I repeat the question, Jaap. The state of innovation in libraries that you have seen during these three tours. Am I correct?
Yeah.
At what point are we in innovation in libraries?
Well, this is a tricky question. I don't know if I can make any wrap up because there are the different opinions of how, you know, the libraries would be best to develop. I don't know. But from my point of view, our outcome from here is that we are bringing people out to talk about these issues and to try to find ways out from the future that is we are heading very soon. And which is not so nice, I think.
Not so nice.
Yeah, I think that we should.
You are worried.
Yeah, I'm very worried about that. Yeah.
I can see that you.
Yeah, yeah.
Even after that, you went to dog lab.
Well, the dog lab is very nice. Yeah, yeah.
But
good. Well, we have many things and many issues to be resolved. You know, e-books, copyrights, and so on. I know that Dog Lab has done very much good, but you know there are, you know, big group of people who like to take, you know, this library business from us to them, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I think that we should be more proactive with this.
Proactive. What do you think, Massi?
Jukka said that he doesn't know what's the answer to this question about the state of innovation.
State of innovation.
Yeah, but I do. I think it looks pretty bad from that sense that when we think about the library world, I think we have too much focus on library organizations. I mean, library organizations do a great job, but I sincerely and seriously think we need more models. Okay. And more models to solve things and more kind of organizations, because we just have like a few ways of organize our work. Mm-hmm. And I have a very utilitarian view at organizations. I think organizations exist to get stuff done.
Yes.
And if they exist for some other reason, and then they are institutions. And that, you know, these are nice for certain things. For example, a library, you can think of it as an institution. But many, many things are, I think, best taken out of that. And then think of the library world in general. Like, think, some people even talk about library business, and I don't like that word, but like library world or librarianship or something like that. And look more widely. And that's, yeah, Doc Lab is a good example of that. And I think we just need to... I'm desperate
local
to...
Local cells,
global cells, and sales or providers or groups or incubators or research projects or science that goes across domains and is not tied to satisfy individual organizations. And because that is a very big problem, and that's a structural problem.
Yuka wants to respond to that. Yuka, what do you want to say to this?
Yeah. Well, I think yes. I agree with Masi. And we are facing some, I think, change. As we started this, we had a kind of slogan there that we are in a shift. So we are living the phase that things are changing, and I think that, well, organizations are one thing, but I think too that, well, you know, the lending library, as a one model of libraries, I seriously doubt that it will be, the model in 50 years or so,
or 50 years,
yeah, or 20 even. I don't know. When well, there are many, many points here.
Well, there are the many people out there who agree with you, no doubt. But we will get to that. Let them respond. Let them just, they can go to our LinkedIn site, and I will ask you guys to put in a discussion up there, and we'll discuss it, because this is very interesting. And you can talk for more than 10 days about this. Wow. I mean, isn't it? I mean, this trip, you're going to Belgium, you're going to the Euro Parliament. Are you already looking for next year or not?
Well, well, we have some plans, but actually, this is a very hard tour, and it takes a lot of sweat, sometimes blood, even tears too. So, well, with this kind of organization that we have now. I think it's we have to do something, moderations here. It's very hard to keep up this pace for in the future. But we have some plans, and we have even some initial route, which we will be telling and publishing in a week.
Yeah. So the seed is there. But it needs to grow, Mas. Do I put it correctly or not?
Yeah.
If it's up to you, there's going to be a tour, but there's still something to be resolved.
Yeah, there's stuff to be resolved. And I personally would like to maybe revamp the model and maybe do something dangerous with the model.
That sounds...
Yeah, with the model. Do something, kind of take a leap. But one thing that we have noticed... and that we very warm-heartedly welcome, is that there have been quite a few baby Sakhnofa libraries that people are organizing themselves. We had one in Kaliningrad for a day. There was one in Vilnius, Lithuania. There was one for 3 days in Sweden, and that was like a major event. And talking about one in Texas and so on. So The model is there, and I should also say that the Polish have a fantastic model. Yeah. Another thing, yeah, it's different. Yeah. It's different, but you know, same. You know,
same basic idea.
Yeah, or same. Yeah, yeah, same. Not basic idea, but yeah.
It has
common things. Yeah, yeah. So there's definitely demand for this, and I believe the, yeah, we have, well, we are trying to contribute to the process to deconstruct the, you know, conference model, and there are still conferences being organized, so we have not killed them yet. So we need to find ways to kill them more, and I love watching PowerPoints and getting paid to sit quietly in an auditorium as much as the next guy. I mean, it's great for some things, but I think we need, again, more models.
Definitely true, but the one thing is, I mean, are you applauding what the Polish do? Are you thinking there should be more of these initiatives, or do you think it should be one big event?
No, yeah, the way they do it is they are really targeted, really outside libraries. They don't. Okay. It's not unconference for librarians. Okay. It's like a, you know, get together of patrons, and they do book reading while they're going. So if I would see a Polish person here, I would give them a very big kiss.
Okay. Well, there are plenty of Polish people around here, so we can look for them right now. Yeah. Do you have one more question before we go? Before the food is no doubt starting out soon, and these guys are very hungry and tired. You have one more question for them?
No, not tired.
Not tired, all young, okay.
The SIOP, or in other words, the Netherlands Institute for Public Libraries, has been our loyal sponsor for the last 2 years. They have been responsible on a national scale for the renewal and strengthening of all the public libraries in the Netherlands. Not a light task, and the SIOP takes this very seriously in their national strategy method for change. Commissioned by the Ministry of Education, Culture and Science, the Netherlands Institute for Public Libraries works on an international promotion and representation of public libraries in the Netherlands. They provide, in an excellent way, information to the sector, an opportunity for reflection and debate, as well as the required education for those who want to improve the standards. Successful examples are their fantastic annual 2-day library conference and the knowledge-sharing platform Beep2Beep. Very important part of the work of the sector institute is coordination and making sure that the process runs in good harmony. One of the core values of the work is making sure that the attention that is required goes to adapted reading for the blind and visually impaired.
Deconstructing the conference, what kind of value would you put in? What was the last bit, Jaap? Say the last bit.
What value would you definitely bring to the
deconstructing
value?
What values would you bring to the deconstructing of conferences? That's a difficult question.
Yeah. I was thinking about values of libraries and deconstructing libraries, but now that I think about it, like values of conferences and deconstructing libraries, it gets muddy and lovely. I love muddy things. But
call it muddy messy.
But yeah, from if you think about conferences, yeah, it's about people. It should be about people and not about PowerPoints or sharing information necessarily. I mean, sharing like that, because it's best done by, you know, sitting home and watching episodes of Twill or episodes of someone going through their PowerPoints or something like that. And then, you know, because conferences are supposed to be about meeting people, so that should be there. And humans, librarians are humans too, so that is a value. We should, if we have like humanist values, we should consider ourselves, our librarians, you know, that way, treat them as you know, lovely expert colleagues of us, and treat them as that, and not like idiots in an auditorium.
It's priority, I think. What do you think?
Well, I think I would like to challenge all librarians to come forward with the ideas of, you know, how they see the libraries, and not just few of them, and not just listen to gurus or somebody. And we are doing it here, so we want to bring everybody's ideas forward and to share them. And also in in a way that we are not concentrating on one country, because we are crossing borders literally. So we go from the Netherlands, yes, to Belgium, and also mentally I would like to crossing borders and to learn to think about in a different way and different mindsetting. Well, we have stressed a kind of a cosmopolitan way of life, and I would
libraries
are that kind of thing. So maybe
that's what I think, because I think there's your great power, is you let I would not say normal, but you like librarians talk for themselves, speak for themselves, and get out of this what they want for themselves. Everybody's in this basically for everyone, and also for themselves, really.
And also would like to bring them like speakers to the public, and not just hide between the shelves and, you know, hush.
I think it's a very strong concept already, and I'm just wondering if the seed will grow for next year, how you're going to improve on it, because I really think it's already very powerful. So I'll be curiously following you guys around, and I hope, and I know, believe me, I know it's a great effort to do this, to get this together and to work this. I mean, I know it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of fun too, and I know the tears, there will be tears, and there will be tears next year and the year after if you do it. But it's also, I mean, you're really doing a terrific job, and you're getting more widely noticed every year, I think. So I hope you keep up the great spirit. And I hope to do this next year again with you guys. See you somewhere around the planet. Thank you so much for being on This Week in Libraries.
Thank you.
Next week, episode 102. It's unbelievable. It goes on and on, just like these cycling people. Let's do it, Jaap. See you next week on This Week in Libraries. God, this is hard. Even now, I can't do it.